Amen. I appreciate the good spirit of the Lord that we have felt. Amen. Even before this service started, in the pre-prayer service. And I appreciate, amen, everybody that's here. Good to see some that we know and some that we don't know. Amen. But I certainly am privileged to be able to be in Racine, Missouri tonight. Thank God for Elder Epley and Sister Epley. Amen. Again, I want to say that, I've been very blessed by this man's ministry many times. And helped me when I was going through a very serious situation. Preached a message that helped me and my wife through a serious situation. And helped me, and I'm telling you, I thank God for preaching. I still believe in preaching. Amen. I like what he said tonight. God can move many ways, talk to a lot of people. Amen. But the best way is through the preached word of God. Amen. But I thank God tonight for everybody that's here. Good to see Brother Smith. Amen. And just different ones we know. And give honor to the ministry of all the preachers that are here and their wives. I want revival, folks. I know that's easy for me to say because I'm the evangelist. But I really do want revival. I want to move of God. Amen. And I want to see God move and pour out His Spirit. I do not believe the days of revival are over. I do not believe we've seen all that God has to offer. I still believe that God is moving in these last and final days. Amen. If you got your Bibles, go with me to the book of John, chapter number 5. Amen. Woo, man, I'm really excited about revival. Amen. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost operate in ways that would curl your hair. If you got any. Amen. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost really, really move. Amen. I'd like to see somebody get the Holy Ghost. You know, I was at my home church. I used to go there at Granite City, Illinois, Brother Johnny Norman. And I was preaching a revival, and then there was a fellowship meeting that came in on that revival. And a man called the church that day, and there wouldn't have been nobody there any other time, but this has been years ago before we had all these beepers and now we got cell phones and all that, man. And I had my phone hooked up to the phone in the church. And so when it rang, I answered it. The man on the other end of the line got to talking to me. And he said, I'm in a church. Half of them believe in the Holy Ghost and half of them don't. That ain't the kind of church I'd want to be in. But anyway, he said, if I came over to the church tonight, would y'all help me get the Holy Ghost? I like to pass out on the phone. We got to push them, shove them, spit, slobber, scream. You know what I mean? And here is somebody who's wanting it. Amen. And so I was so excited. I said, you better believe we'll help you get the Holy Ghost. I said, matter of fact, I'll come and get you. And so I had to swap vehicles. I had a van at the time with my pastor and borrow his car. And really, the man was a little older than I thought he was. And his mother came with him, and she was in a wheelchair. So they came into the service, and, he sat down about the fourth or fifth row. And I got up just like I am right now. They had everybody testifying, everybody sing. Turned the service over to me, and I got ready to preach. Opened my Bible, laid my notes to one side, and that old boy just decided he'd get the Holy Ghost all by himself. Can you believe that? I mean, that rascal, he didn't even wait till I preached. All of a sudden, there was a noise and a commotion. I looked back there. Here he is speaking in tongues. Amen. I better be careful. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But I would really like to see God do it tonight. Come on. I really would. Amen. Old Leonard Ravenhill said it like this. He said, revival God's way. And he said, you ask me why I say God's way. He said, because we've tried our way and it don't work. Now let's do it God's way. Come on. Anybody want to have revival God's way? Well, if that's all y'all want to have, the rest of you is dismissed. Anybody want to have revival God's way? You can get the Holy Ghost right now. You can get a miracle right now. You can get your healing right now. You can get your deliverance right now. Woo! Seen a many of people start up at I'll not make it. Woo! Hope it happens tonight. Amen. John chapter number 5. Amen. Beginning at verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? I wish I could stop right there, but I really want to read on to let you know the outcome of the story. You know, we used to say, you know it, but a lot of people don't know it. Hello. The impotent man answered, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Woo! Pastor Epley, please lead us in prayer. Church, would you join in? Come on. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Come on. Anybody need help? Anybody need healing? Anybody need the Holy Ghost? Anybody need deliverance? Up here. Hey man, I can get done with this in just a few minutes if you'll help me. If you don't help me, it'll take me longer. Come on. Woo! You know, in a lot of commentaries, hey man, they'll tell you that these verses weren't in the original writings. For an angel went down and at a certain season in the pool, And they'll tell you that wasn't in the original writings. But you know what? I always liked what my old pastor taught us. My old pastor taught us a King James Version Bible is enough to get you to heaven. And this is what I believe. I believe that God put it in this King James Version Bible because He wanted it there. I don't care what the commentaries say. They just can't explain it. And when they can't explain something, then they want to do away with it. But you know what? I like the man that come along and preached years ago. Some of you probably have heard him. And he preached the unexplainable. Yet undeniable. And you know what? That's the kind of revival I want. I hope you can't explain it. I hope you go out here tonight and say, I don't know where it happened. And I don't even know when it happened. I just know it happened. Woo! But Jesus asked this man a question, and I hope you don't think I'm disrespectful. But the man's had this infirmity 38 years. We don't know how long he's been at the pool of Bethesda. But it's a long time. And all of a sudden when he looks at him, he says, "Wilt thou be made whole?" I hope you don't think I'm being disrespectful. But I feel like saying, duh.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm laying here. Every time the waters are troubled, I'm up. Trying to get in the pool.
Yes.
I'm not here faking it. I'm here to faith it.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
And so Jesus looks at him and says, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And so, my Lord, you know, I think, why did you ask him that? You know, 1,000 things go through our minds. We wonder, man, has the pool of Bethesda mentality got a hold of him? Like it has so many others. Huh? To where we'd rather complain and gripe than we would get up and do something about it. If we don't have revival, don't you blame me. You blame yourself. Because you need to get up and do something about it. But me and Brother Epley had an old friend. His name was Fred Shepherd, Puxico, Missouri, and then Trinity, Alabama. And so, you know, I preached down these lines a time or two. And, you know, we get teasing each other. And he kind of stirred me up one time. I was preaching about this, and there was two words in here. It said, "For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water." Listen to this. It said, "Whosoever then stepped in the pool was made whole of whatsoever."
Yes.
So, you know, I thought I'd be like them big-time preachers. I thought, man, I'm going to get in here and look up what whosoever means in the Greek. Oh, you all ain't real. I'm serious. I thought, man. Next me, I'll get up. I'll get me. Whosoever in the Greek means. But you know what? I got to looking at what whosoever meant. And guess what I come up with? Any person, whatever. I thought, anyone I'm looking for. So I kept on looking. And then I found another one that said, "No matter who." And I thought, that ain't what I'm looking for either. But then I backed up a little bit and I got to thinking about this. Whosoever. That means any person, whatever. That means no matter who. That fits every one of us in here tonight. My. No matter who. Man, woman, boy, or girl. Come on. Woo! That means, amen, anybody in this place. Hang on. Then I thought, well, it wasn't in whosoever. So I thought, man, I'll go look up whatsoever. And then I'll come up with that. I'll be like them big time preachers, you know. And y'all sit down. Preach a little while. Y'all sit down. I got to preach a little while and say, would you please stand up? Man, oh man. So man, I got to look at it whatsoever. And here we go again. It meant no matter what thing or things. It means you got one problem or you got a bunch. All you got to do is get in the pool. I don't care what the problem is. We got the answer tonight. Oh. Woo! Whatsoever it meant, anything, spiritual, physical, financial, social, mental, or a million other things, it don't make a difference who you are, and it don't make a difference what kind of a problem you got. All you gotta do is get in the pool. Now, he had an excuse. He wasn't physically able to get in the pool. Some of you ain't got no excuse. Some of you just need to swallow a little bit of your pride. Come on. Woo! It means anything of any kind soever. So it's whosoever and it's whatsoever. It makes no difference. Woo! My. Amen. And you know what? I was preaching at Jack's Creek, amen, a few years ago. And there was a little black sister there and I was preaching down these lines. And amen, I was talking about Jesus going over there and asking that man, wilt thou be made whole? Now, I'm going to preach this from two different directions. Now let me ask you this question. Will you let God give us revival in a way that maybe you don't think it'll be ought to be done? Could it be that Jesus was looking at this man and saying, I'm fixing to change things from here on out. There won't be no pool of Bethesda no more. I am the pool of Bethesda. You don't need to jump in the water anymore. All you need to do is get up and be obedient to my word. Wilt thou have revival? Wilt thou have a move of God? If God chooses tonight to use a different method than what Racine, Missouri is used to, are you willing to do it God's way instead of your way? I got some of you scared, I guess. Man, I hate to tell everything in the first two services. Then I just have to the rest of it. But I'm gonna give you a little illustration of what happened to me one night while I was preaching for a good friend of mine named Brother Joe Crow. We was having some kind of a meeting. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Baker family sang. And after the Baker family sang, old Brother Reisinger got up and preached. That happened many times. many times in many places. And so I was preaching that night, and it was a good crowd like there is here tonight. They was all looking at me like you're looking at me right now. And I was looking at them like I'm looking at you right now. And wasn't nothing happening. My head was pounding. My back was hurting. Come on, it was hot. Nothing moved. And they said, I was reading, you know, Brother Verbal Bean's writings. And they said one time he was preaching and he was at a church and there wasn't nothing in the church making any noise except an old cricket. And they said, Verbal Bean got up and said, I dare any of you to kill that cricket. Don't you dare kill that cricket. It's the only thing in this church that's making any noise. Whosoever and whatsoever, whosoever and whatsoever, whosoever and whatsoever. So anyway, I was preaching on there, and finally there was an elderly man there, brother. Amen. Everybody knows him. It was old Brother Easton was his name. And so he was about middle way back of the church that night. I was preaching. I thought, man, if something don't break, I'm fixing to break. If something don't bust, I'm fixing to bust. I mean, it was tight and it was tough. And it seemed like the tougher it got, the tighter it got. And all of a sudden, that old gentleman, he was real jolly. He just danced out in the aisle. And he danced up to the pulpit. And he looked up at me and he went, "Woo!" And he turned around and danced back and he sat down. And I was like, Verbal Bean, I dare any of you to say anything. I'll throw a songbook at you or something. There's the only man in this church that's doing anything. Leave him alone. So I kept on preaching. I thought, man, there's hope. Man, a little while later, he danced back out in the aisle. He danced back up into that church. He went to that pulpit. He looked up at me and he said, "Preacher!" He said, "This is your fault." Woo! And he turned around and danced back and sat down. Well, I really had hope then. Whosoever. Whatsoever. Whosoever. How more simpler you gotta get? Whosoever. What? What kind of problem you got? What kind of situation you in? What kind of circumstances are you facing? You can walk out of here tonight different than what you came in. You can be seated. Just about ready to drop, folks. And here he come out again. He danced his way out into the aisle. He danced his way up to the pulpit. And he looked up at me and he said, "Woo-wee." He said, "Preacher, I'll be right back." And he took off running around them aisles. Now you'll have to explain this. Because see, I don't understand everything about God. But all I know is God was waiting on somebody to get up and do something. Because when he took off running, heaven opened up its windows. People ran to the altar. They started shouting. They started speaking in tongues. Amen. Heaven came down. Come on. Whosoever and whatsoever. What if tonight you hold the key to this service? Why don't you get up and unlock the door? Why don't you get up and get your miracle? Why don't you get up and get your healing? It don't have to be the same old, same old. It can be different tonight. And I'm not criticizing our traditional way. Amen. Come on, folks. But you know what? There's times Amen. When you just ain't got time to come up and get anointed with oil. And you let God heal you. And you let God deliver you. And you let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Woo. Whosoever. Whatsoever. Whosoever. So when I was preaching in Jack Street, that little black sister, amen, I was preaching like I am right now, and all of a sudden, she's running back and forth in the pew. She said, "Elder! Elder!" She said, "Go ahead, elder. Break the mold. Break the mold." And I said, "Sister, now wait a minute. You got to stop that. You're doing better preaching in the pew than I am in the pulpit." But that's what I want to come tonight and preach to you. It's time to get up and break the mold. It's time to get up and break the mold. Come on. You don't have to wait on the troubling of the water. It's already troubled. Amen. The Holy Ghost is in this house. What are you waiting on? I'd be up here saying, "God." Whosoever, whatsoever, whosoever, whatsoever, whosoever, whatsoever, whosoever, whatsoever. That's it. That's it. Break the mold. Break the mold. Break the mold. That's it. He cut all of our bones down. Wow! He cut all of our bones, shit out of our bones down. Oh, I'm not trying to get you to shout. I'm trying to get you to get the victory. Come on! Will thou be made whole? Ain't you sick and tired of it? Aren't you tired of it? Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Amen. Get out of the molly grub. Amen. Rebuke. Whosoever. Whatsoever. Whosoever. Of it ever failing. It never failed. Didn't make a difference who it was or whatever disease. When they jumped in the pool, when they got out, they weren't the same as they was when they got in. You know why? Because Jesus never fails. I said Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Come on, church. It ain't never failed. And it never will. Jesus don't fail. Jesus never fails. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved my soul just in time. Now we'll get back to the old way. Do you really want to be changed? Or are you content to just stay in the condition you're in? One thing I like about this guy, this is what he told Jesus. Every time the waters are troubled, I know I'm not going to be the first one, but I'm going to get up and try anyway. That's why I think personally Jesus went right by him instead of nobody else. Because Jesus at least wants people to get up and try. Don't tell me it won't work. Don't tell me it can't happen. Don't tell me it's something in the past if you don't get up and try. Get up and try. Whosoever and whatsoever. And Jesus never fails. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Jesus never fails. Jesus ain't never met a disease he can't heal. Jesus ain't never met a problem he can't solve. He can't tell out of a bus up time. He can't tell out of a bus up time. Oh, come on. Jesus never fails. Jesus is still a healer. Jesus is still a deliverer. Jesus is still a miracle worker. Jesus is still God Almighty. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against His church. Whosoever, whatsoever, whosoever, whatsoever, anybody with any problem can walk out of here, amen, with the answer. Wilt thou be made whole? Do you really want to move of God? Do you really want revival? Do you really want to see a change? Would you like to see your backslidden children come through those doors? Would you like to get a call about the midnight hour? Mom, Dad, get over here. Help me. I've got to have deliverance. Whosoever, whatsoever, whosoever, whatsoever, Jesus never fails. There has to be a personal willingness on your part. There has to be, as Owen Ob said, a want to. You got to have a want to. After repeated disappointments, time after time after time, this man still had enough tenacity about him to get up and try again. I'm not trying to belittle your problem. I'm not trying, you know, hey man, you'll hear me say this quite a bit, but the difference between minor surgery and major surgery, it's minor when it's you and it's major when it's me. I'm not belittling your problem, but look, don't sit there with it and not try to do something about it. So I got to fooling around with the word never. Here we go again. Whosoever, whatsoever. Amen. Any person, no matter who, of any kind or thing or things. And then when I got to this, it said it never failed. And I thought, that means not ever. At no time, past, present, or future. It means to any or to whatever extent or degree, it never fails. Jesus is the mighty God. He looked at them and said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? We got to get away from the blame game, folks. Got to get away from this excusing ourselves. Wilt thou be made whole? Has anybody got a desire tonight, amen, to see things be different than what they are right now? Woo! Listen, folks, you know what he was dealing with, and I got to quit. He was dealing with a paralysis that was not only physical, but it's mental. You know where the paralysis is in the church in 2015? It's right there. We believed he could do it yesterday, but for some reason we can't seem to believe that he can do it today. Oh, we believe he's going to do it tomorrow. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. We believe all that, but we can't seem to get it for right now. Woo, would you throw your hands up in the air? Right now. Right now. You know what the devil wants? He wants your hope. Amen, to die. Because when your hope dies, your prayers will cease. Oh, but somebody say, hey, whosoever, whatsoever. Amen. Jesus never fails. Woo! Come on, keep on praising him. 38 years, a half a lifetime. But all of a sudden, immediately, he's made whole. He picks up his bed and he walks out. Woo! You know what troubles the water? Good old-fashioned prayer still troubles the water. Good old-fashioned preaching still troubles the water. Good old praise and worship still troubles the water. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's break the mold. Let God be God. Let God be God. Let God be God. I don't know if y'all sing it around here, but if you do, I hope you'll sing it while I'm here. Amen, but Jesus can work it out. I got a gas bill due. I got a light bill too. But Jesus can work it out. Come on, that problem that I had, and I just couldn't seem to face, and I prayed and I prayed. Don't let it be too late. I turned it over to Jesus, and he worked it out. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Didn't he? Jesus can, while you're trying to figure it out, Jesus can work it out. Didn't he? He did it all them years in the past. Amen. He's going to do it in the present, and he's going to do it in the future. Didn't he? Jesus can work it out. You've got a problem tonight? Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out. Whosoever. Ooh, wilt thou be made whole? One more time, would you throw your hands up in the air? Would you swallow a little bit of your pride? It don't make Jesus any difference. If it's a woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. The man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. A woman, amen, bowed together by a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Amen, it doesn't mean anything to God. If it's Enos who kept his bed 8 years, he got up off of it. How about the man at the gate called Beautiful? Hadn't walked, and he was above 40 years old. And Peter and John went up there and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I." We're going to do it different. Huh? We're going to do it a little different. Silver and gold have I, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want God to do it any way He wants to do it. I know the elder agrees with me. I'm not talking about foolishness. I know that. I'm not talking about being silly, but I'm going to tell you what. It don't make me a difference if God does it before I preach, while I'm preaching, or after I preach. Had a lady at Brother Winstead's. I was trying my best. Amen. See her get the Holy Ghost. Preached every way I knew how to preach. They took her home one night. She said, "Wait a minute." Told the lady that brought her. Said, "Would you pray with me before I go in the house?" That lady began to pray with her, and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Will thou be made whole? Will you let God do it in His way? Come on. Ooh. Just speak the word, Lord. Just speak the word. Ikan la 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 boho sata ya la 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 baha sata. Ikan la 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 boho sata ya la baba sata. Will thou be made whole? Why don't we break the mold in the next few weeks, 2 weeks, ever how long Brother Epley wants Brother Rice Singer to be here. Why don't we just break the mold? Come on. Come on. Why don't we see people, man, getting what they need from the Lord? Amen. Ooh. I was preaching one time. I'm getting ready to close. Amen. I went by and preached a weekend for a man, and he got up and announced revival was going on. I said, "Brother, I'm scheduled to be up the road here, amen, in a few days." He said, "Brother, just call the man. Tell him we're in revival. Surely he'll let you off. And you know, when you get done here, you go there." Well, he didn't. Matter of fact, he kind of read me the right act. And I let him kind of clean my clock for a while, and he and I were very, very good friends, and so I let him clean it for a while until I got tired of him cleaning it. And I said, "I'll tell you what, brother, you tell me what to do, and I'll do it." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You tell me. I want to be wherever God wants me to be." Oh, he said, "Stay there. Stay where you're at." I said, "Okay." And he didn't use me for a few years after that. He got mad at me. So the next night we came back and we had church. You couldn't have worse church if you tried. I'm telling you, it was flat as a flitter, whatever that is. So man, the next day was flea market day. And when you fast on flea market day, you got the Holy Ghost. And I fasted that day on flea market day. I went into church. I said, God, I don't got as much invested in this as you do. But I have got something invested in this. If we don't have revival, I'm going to have to do a whole lot of apologizing and eating a whole lot of crow. The next night, they had a door just like that one right there. And that was the women's prayer meeting. A little young lady come out of there. When she stepped out of that prayer room and her foot hit the sanctuary, God filled her with the Holy Ghost. In the next two or three nights, we see 9 people baptized. And God filled 7 with the Holy Ghost. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Whosoever and whatsoever. Break the mold, God. break the mold. I'm not talking about foolishness now, folks. I'm just talking about God doing it in His way and not Brother Reisinger's way. Ooh, would you lift your hands one more time? Amen. Somebody want to sing for me, please? Please don't go out of here and say Brother Reisinger belittled my problem. That ain't true. But you got to get up and do something about it. I need a move of God. Swallow a little pride in this revival. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Let the Lord
help you. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Why not here and why not now?
All things are possible.